Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Mouse and the Alien. Listening to Allegri Miserere, I picture a large group of faces. Faces facing the same way. Mouths moving with sounds coming out of them. A stage full of eyes, noses, cheeks and lips, varying in age and expression. Some eyelids older than others. I'm excited that I've got a nose and the people singing do too. Faces are the non-stick glue that help me remember we are human beings together on this place. When singing these sounds, were they frowning, or must you raise your eyebrows to get your voice to sound like that? An increasing amount of mouths working together to create something. An audience full of faces watch on. They, like some of us, may have never seen each other before. At the back of the concert hall, there is a small mouse with the face of a mouse, standing up on his back legs with a jaw that has dropped at the sound of the alive life coming from the faces. He has a full body beard, or is it fur? Wow! Look at that. Look what they are capable of, he thinks, and the hairs on the mouse begin to stand up on end. He resembles a small, soft hedgehog that has been electrocuted by the beauty of human capability. Suddenly but slowly, an alien with a stereotypical alien's face sneaks quietly into the back of the concert hall. The alien looks on, gobsmacked, at what it is witnessing. Looking down at the mouse, it whispers, "What is that?" And the mouse says, "That is the humans." The alien, having never seen the beauty of a human face, says, "Oh, wow. They're gorgeous. Look at them." And the mouse says, "I know." "What are those things on the front of their heads?" asks the alien. And the mouse says, "Those are their faces. They are singing from them. They are alive, and this is what they are choosing to do with their time." The alien looks at them for a minute. "That's incredible. What else do they do with their faces?" And the mouse says, "They look at the world from their faces. They communicate with their faces. They recognize each other in the street with their faces. And sometimes they carry pictures of ones they really care about around in their wallets." And the alien says, "Wow, what a species they are. What else do they see from their faces?" And the mouse says, "Well, you're an alien, aren't you? Can't you travel to any moment in history?" And the alien says, "Yeah, of course I can." And with that, the alien picks up the mouse and places it on its shoulder. "Okay," says the mouse. "I'll show you what has been seen from human faces. Are you sure you want to see?" And the alien says, "Yeah, of course, I'm sure. They look incredible." They fade away from the concert hall and find themselves standing on a beach in Normandy in 1944. Bullets fly past them as the mouse closes its eyes and tries to find shelter on the shoulder of the alien. The alien looks at the fear on the faces of the teenagers in green helmets, the blood-stained sand, and the explosions taking the expressions from their faces. The alien, now with someone else's blood running down its cheek, says, "What? What are they doing that for?" The water washes up against the beach. You can almost hear the sea screaming for the humans to stop. The mouse says, "Time to get out of here." A moment ticks and they arrive in Abbey Road Studios. They see that focused, determined look on John Lennon's face as the Beatles record A Day in the Life. And then they are standing outside the Dakota building in 1980 and see Mark Chapman look at John Lennon and shoot him until he is dead, and the mouse shuts his eyes and the alien says, "Why would they do that?" And then they are standing in the operating room of a plastic surgeon's. The alien sees a knife cut into her face and the mouse says, "Let's go." And they are back in the concert hall and I am standing there at the back watching the singers. I look at the alien and I say, "What do you think about that then?" And the alien says, "How do you keep going?" I look at the alien and say, "It's the faces in my life. It's the faces of my mum, my dad, my sister when I was growing up. It's the faces at the christenings of my niece and nephew and the funerals of ones I've lost. It's my girlfriend's face and the way she talks to strangers. It's sitting at the top of the hill at Glastonbury, watching the sun go down with my friends and feeling the warmth on my face. It's standing up in front of an audience of faces who give me a chance to say my piece. It's looking at the faces of the people in the street and on the tube that I don't know and trying to stay excited and inspired by the fact that I've been born into something that I will never ever get born into again. To try to remember that one day I won't be able to look at other people's faces with these eyes anymore. To fight, to try and make it the best I can, and when the future looks bleak, you've got to grab it by its cheeks and pull it towards you and speak right into its face and say, 'I am not afraid of you. You are my future for the taking, and I'm going to go into every situation you throw at me with the determination of somebody who knows he is going to die. To look at others in the face and try to find the magic, to try to use our faces to connect and create, not divide and destroy, to know how incredibly flawed and absurd and beautiful we are as a race, and to try and find the optimism and the hope and to find the humanity in ourselves and in others, and just breathe in and breathe out and remember that we are the alive ones with faces in our lives and life in our faces.'"